You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are here with the wonderful Miles from Welcomer. How are you doing, Miles?
I'm well. How are you going?
Yeah, all good. I'm surviving. I feel like I'm a bit tired, but still hosting. It's been a cold day. Are you in Ponicky? Is that right?
Yes, that is right. It's very cold and rainy here, as I'm sure you've heard.
Yeah, how's the flooding thing going for you?
It's been fine for me. This is one of the few years in my time in Wellington where I haven't lived in the southern suburbs, but
yeah,
most of the streets I've lived on have been flooded. I'm in an apartment at the moment, so it's been nice and dry. But yeah, some of these photos are out the gate, eh?
I know, eh? Scary. And we've got a new Welcomer single, which we're going to get to talking about and have a listen to in a bit. But for people who haven't heard of Welcomer, do you reckon you can give us a little bit of a rundown of what the project is and what y'all are about?
Yeah, sure. Called Welcomer, and we're based in Wellington at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I've been playing in this band with some friends of mine, Shannon, Georgia Peterson, mm-hmm. Alex Lennon, Eddie Crawshaw, my brother Zach Sutton, for quite a while now. But we're gearing up to release our debut album, and we put out a single on Friday called Magazine Clippings,
mm-hmm.
and that's got a friend of ours, Sontalius, on the track. We've also announced a tour and yada yada. We're deep in the announcement vortex at the moment.
I didn't think of it as your debut record. I kind of forgot about that because you guys have been playing and released a bunch of very, very cool stuff, which I loved and heard on student radio. But that's cool that it's the first record.
Yeah, first full length album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. We've got an EP and mm-hmm. some singles and. I did like a physical only cassette thing last year.
Cool.
In Paris.
What, have you still got anything?
No, they've sold out. Damn. But hey, I can probably do something for you.
Yeah, if you can make me one, I'll be down.
No, knowing now that you're a cassette person.
Yeah, I would listen to your music if it was on cassette. before we were on air, for the audience's information, I was admitting how I don't know any new music whatsoever and I'm making it up and just listening to old cassettes in my car. So this would be a wonderful solution to that.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. What's your preferred medium of listening to music these days? You don't have to like out yourself if it's like too embarrassing, you know. Or
no.
Say big dirty words.
Yeah, I'm actually a shareholder of Spotify. Getting a bad rap at the moment, but
we're getting through it.
Yeah, that's right. I've come on air today to talk about. I've always been a big fan of Bandcamp. For like convenience at the moment, I've got a Tidal subscription, but I hate it.
True.
Haven't been that into Tidal.
Yeah.
I just kind of I find it difficult when I'm trying to find a smaller artist. It's kind of like especially if there's a similar name or shared name with a small artist, that kind of get lumped into the same sort of profile.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, I'm a bit cynical on Tidal. What I'd like to do, and what my brother's done recently, is he's gone down the like SoulSeq MP3 player route. That's intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty scattered at the moment.
Get on the iPod Classic. My flatmate's been into the iPod Classic with like a wheel, but then like you can pimp them, like it's really popular now. People are like making their iPods have like a terabyte of music on it or whatever, and then you just download it all. Yeah,
see, that's awesome. I found an old iPod Touch recently, mm-hmm. but it's got a lock code, and I was like I can't remember this lock code.
yeah.
No, what do I do? There's no like
So I guess I should probably go back to talking about Welcomer.
Hell yeah!
Especially because you're on the promo bus, which is great. It's good to hear and see. We've got a single out, which is Calendars, featuring the very talented Lontalius, who hopefully the audience have many people of the audience will have heard of as well. But could you maybe talk about like what you put into doing a collaboration like that? Like you guys haven't had too many collaboration-y things before, but in saying that you also are someone who is always kind of collaborating and like keen to do stuff with different people, what was it like doing this one and what's it like for you working with other people and stuff like that?
Yeah, Well, it's funny you say that because Eddie and I have been, I guess we're old friends now. I used to play in his band. Although I played in the band at the last camp, so you could say I was, you know, dipping it out. But on the record, we haven't collaborated. I guess I've played on his debut, but since then, so that was a really nice kind of... I wanted him on the album for that reason, for like sentimental reason. Mm. Like, yes, it didn't really matter to me what he did. I was in France and I sent him the track thinking that he might play... like keys or something, mm-hmm. and then he sent me back this like a great verse. And I was like, oh, great, awesome. and yeah, it's awesome. I think it really does well to sort of pull the. I've been using the phrase like pull the song up for air. So I think that my vocal style and kind of lyrical style is like get a bit kind of like down in the dumps sometimes. So I think Eddie kind of coming through and sort of lifting it up was really nice. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love to collaborate. I love songwriting, and I'm always keen to write songs with people and work on music with people. Mm. So yeah, that's sort of a brief overview. Yeah.
And what about is it like an indication of what the rest of the album might sound like as well? Like have you got more collaborations throughout? Have you got like you sort of talk about this kind of pulling up the sound of it. Is that something that you like trying to pull from some different strings around for the rest of the album? And
there are a bunch of friends on the record. Mm-hmm. We've got Daniel McBride from Sheepdog and Wolf, who's playing saxophone on some stuff. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. He played sax on Steely Dan Covers Band, one of our oldest songs. Mm-hmm. So we've got this sort of like running thing now where each release has to have saxophone. You know, we've got friends playing brass and some drones and synths and stuff.
Cool.
In terms of like the single being like an indicator of the rest of the record, I think I wanted it to sound really warm, like as warm as possible, mm-hmm. with the sort of like tremoloed roads and the viola and the organ and, mm-hmm. and things like that. So I would say that maybe the other songs there's a little bit more like kind of bite or like air to them, mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see. We're going to put out another song in a few weeks.
Cool.
And that one's quite different.
Yeah. And then it's also, you've been working with Jesse Austin Stewart as well for this. Could you talk about what like that's been like working with a producer?
Yeah, shout out to Jesse. It's been good. He's a really talented engineer and producer and musician, and it was really nice to be in the studio with someone who could, I guess, also keep me in check a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're the same, but when you're used to bedroom recording, you can kind of just redo takes until you're in like a puddle on the floor. And you're kind of like. But I think he was really good at that, and that's something I really appreciated. Sort of when I was getting into my head and mm-hmm. things. Yeah, and which I guess is like a primary skill of any good producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you, I mean, have you worked with producers much?
I was thinking about the getting in your head thing, and it reminded me of when my high school band, Soda Boys, did Rock Quest. We got to record a track at Roundhead Studios, and John Tugard was producing it. But all that really meant is that John Tugard was there being like, do another take! Go again. That was amazing. You can do it again. I mean, they're doing like 14 takes of this track, which I've never done that many takes of a track ever again since then. I don't think I ever will. And I don't even know if I agree with that as the practice, but to have someone tell you to do something is, I think that can be quite affirming.
That's so funny. That's really funny. It's exactly what I imagine George Hugood being like in the studio.
Yeah. It's kind of like an American football movie, you know?
Totally.
Or you know that movie Whiplash, which I feel like is essentially a sports movie, even though it's like trying to be a music movie, where it's like it's a music movie, but instead they're just it's like sports based abuse. Like he's just like, you gotta go faster, and like it's always like,
that's me at welcome at band practices.
Hurry up, get in there on time, in line.
I've got my own John Tugard Rockquest story.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
it's basically. Like yourself, had a high school band called Attic Skies, and we got in the finals, and I guess it was part of the kind of congratulations, you know, as part of the finals package, was that John Tugard came and stayed for I guess like half an hour of mentoring or something. Bestowing wisdom. And I kind of just remember him looking really awkward. And just at these kind of like disheveled teens. And then it was time for questions, and like no one had a question, and I was like, What are you listening to? And he kind of just, he stood there for like a minute. Like it was I was like, quite a long time. And then kind of was like, Then he was like, radio here is pretty good, eh? And I was like, cool. Right, cool.
Wow. Yeah, I really liked him. He's said that he remembered us or something, and like said was being real nice about it or something, and then we like messaged him and friends on Instagram or something now because of that something when you're like 17, which is pretty cute.
It's so sick.
He seems also, like super lovely.
And like she had broke up, right?
I know,
Yeah,
I wish I went to that last show in Raleigh that was a semi secret one or whatever. That sounded great.
Do you think that he knows about all of the home agains?
True. I forgot about that. I haven't thought about that, honestly.
I don't know if your listeners aren't aware of this. Do you want to explain it?
I mean, I guess there's a song called Home. I think maybe Carbon Carb made a song called Home Again at the same time as Soda Boys made a song called Home Again. And maybe we didn't realize, and then both of them released them around a similar time, and they were called like the second Home Again or Home Again 2, or maybe one of them was just Home Again, one of them was Home Again 2, I think. And then just everyone just kept making them from there. They were just so unrelated. But I think it's because the words Home Again, like, it's pretty cute and it's pretty easy. And it's like, you know, if you return home and you write a song, like, it's kind of funny to just call it Home Again.
For sure. Like, I think we're on number 8 now.
I don't think there's an official count anyway. Oh, actually, that's not true. There'll definitely be some kids who know all of them quite well.
Yeah. I saw an Instagram called, like, the Home Again Preservation Society. I don't know.
God, crazy. Like, yeah. I remember Carb did one of their last sets. They played, like, 3 of the Home Agains together.
It's so good. Yeah, it's really good. Once we're in the double digits, I feel like John's going to come out with a statement, right?
Yeah,
like, yeah. You can't ignore this anymore.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me, I feel like this is bad just catching up on air, but that's fine. I interviewed LMNOP like not too long ago, and I was really embarrassed because I had to tell them about how I recorded the LMNOP covers EP, and I just felt bad if I did a whole interview without telling them that.
Oh, that's so good.
But then luckily I told them, and they were like, oh, you're that person? Oh my god, we've been wondering who the hell that was for years.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Good sorts.
Yeah, Kiwi musicians. They're all good and they're all nice, even if you're a teenager and you think they're funny or something, and they're always actually great.
Yeah, totally.
anyway.
Welcome to the like and subscribe.
I like to think that this is a good way to cover for, you said you were on the promo hustle, so like you go to do an interview and this is when you do the least promo, like you're in the interview, you're just chatting shit.
Absolutely.
And so you are actually going to come down to Otipoti as well. You've announced the whole tour, which is pretty dope. Could you talk a little bit about the tour, where you're playing, have you got much planned for it, is it going to be along the lines of the album, or have you got bands and stuff planned, and what's that going to look like?
Yeah, it's going to be really good. So we're playing Auckland for the first time ever, which is kind of wild.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, I've always avoided it because I just figure no one's going to come, but, you know, we'll find out,
you know.
We're doing Wellington, of course. We're doing, Ototahi, Otipoti. We're doing Pōneke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing Whanganui. We're doing Palmerston North, of course.
Cool.
So we're doing a bunch around the place, but yeah, really looking forward to coming down south and playing to Nevin.
It's gonna be a secret show.
Yes, secret show. Venue has not been announced yet. It's in North Dunedin. Mm-hmm. A lineup has not been announced yet, but which sounds like it's not happening.
Yeah, at least one act has been asked and said that they do indeed want to. So that's, you know, it's a really good sign of a show.
Excellent.
And that's not just the touring band as well. That's a real band.
That's awesome. That's huge. Huge of church. Yeah. And I guess, yeah, it's not ticketed, so if you're interested, you can follow the Welcome Instagram.
Yeah,
or
contact the bands and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. In fact, it might be the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, that's great. Yeah, it'll be cool to have you all down and check it out. And I guess also, what are you kind of seeing for a welcomer from this album? Is this something you've been working on for ages and you're like, once you've thrown it out, you can finally move on kind of thing? Or is this something that you're like, is the beginning of a journey into some other things, or you're kind of excited to finally get it out? What's it like looking like for the project?
I'm sort of feeling like it's the cap on the last sort of 8 years of making music, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily because the album's been worked on for that long, but just because the lyrical content and, like, the stories just kind of draw on things that have happened, like, over my, like, 20s. And, so in some ways I sort of see it as, like, a belated coming-of-age record
or
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think it will be nice to put it out and then look forward. So I think it's very much a looking back record.
Yeah.
I guess, like, you know, storytelling can be like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm really looking forward to getting it out. I mean, it's a cliche. People say that, like, your debut record is, like, your best songs up to that point. And then the next record becomes something that you set out to write or have a vision for or whatever. I don't know. So I look forward to finding out if that's true. But in the meantime, it's all about calendars. It's all about this record.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to sell some vinyl. The reckless financial decision has been made that, you know, the limited run. Playing shows with some great openers. Really looking forward to playing. I feel so stoked with the people who've signed up to play with us. It's like a lot of our favorite bands. Like, we've got Phased on the Pony and in Auckland and Belladonna and King Hit in Wellington and just like a whole bunch of really awesome bands that I'm looking forward to playing with.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's super, super exciting. And also the name Calendars. Could you tell us about what that meant or why you went with that?
Yeah, I guess the songs are really narrative driven and lyrics driven, and it sort of, when I was listening back to it at the end of the sessions, sort of sounded like this kind of tapestry of different sort of timelines and things, and I just kind of like the idea of using it like a single word that might kind of convey some of that. I really like, as a side note, Zoe, who did our tour poster, had used that like as a reference, which is really nice. I think too, so it sort of has become part of the visual, I guess, world of the album, which is nice.
Yeah, the poster and the album are both really, really cool. I'm a huge fan of them.
Thanks. So Lily Dowd did the photography for the cover, and Zach, who's in the band, did the design, and so I'm really pleased with how they turned out. The album looks like that's the cover, obviously, but the record's looking great too, like the back cover and the lyric sheet and stuff, which sounds like I'm like trying to do sales.
The record's actually really good. It's especially worth its money. Really worth the money.
Yes, I'm just going to read out some bank digits to your listeners. So if you've got a pen and paper. Westpac.
And where would people find the records? If they went to the shows, I'm sure, and then also on Bandcamp, is that right?
Yeah, pre-sales on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
You can check it out there, listen to the song. So, Magazine Clippings with Natalius is out, and we put out another single last year. Or Nothing of You Remaining. So you can check it out there if you're interested. But yeah, we'll be in town. You can cop a record too.
Totally. Cool. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on and chatting. And I know we got sidetracked a little bit from your promo monstrous hustle, your like absolute directness. Is there anything else you wanted to like say or talk about, or we could squeeze in?
No, just thanks so much for having me on. Shouts out to Radio 1. And Yeah, what's going on for the rest of the show? Are you going to pick some songs? Can I help pick a song?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I've got this band called Welcomer are going to have a song on next. It's called Magazine Clippings, I think. It's from their new album Calendars. You can get the vinyl on Bandcamp. Welcomer.bandcamp.com. It's featuring Lontarius.
Yeah, that's right. Like and subscribe.
What else? You got any other suggestions?
Oh no, no. Well, hey, I'll just text in like a
Perfect.
Yeah.
You can text in to 021 Radio 1. It's 021 272 3461 if you want to send some suggestions.
There you go. We're both on the.
Right. Cool. Well, been a real pleasure. Thank you so much, Miles. Very nice and fun to chat. We're going to get into the new Welcomer track, which I've introed good two or three times now.
All right.
Thanks so much, Miles. See you later.
Ciao.
They got heavier after we were thinning out. You were basically skeletal.
You went to like four. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.